bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
Welcome to WDW Today. You know what day is it, Will?
I do.
It's Wednesday.
It is.
And it is June 27th.
That's right.
2018. This is episode 1616.
Hey, do you think we'll ever catch up with the year?
Like, will we do?
We'll get to 2018. Will it be this year or will we get to 2019 next year? Or will it be, it'll be years from now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think eventually it could catch up.
Yeah, 2039.
I feel like the FFA or something's going to shut us down before that.
The future farmers of America?
Yeah.
Shut us down?
They're so mad at us.
Why?
I don't know.
Because the golf cart
ride? Yeah, I have to say, it's all that
they love last week's episode.
No, they're just like...
Are you allowed to share that information, Terry, about the golf cart parade?
What do you mean?
I got it via text.
Terry got it. We can't even say who it's from.
Most of the time, I send Grease text messages, and he tells everyone what they say, but they're not for public consumption.
Wait, we have
Republicans.
We have a follow-up to the golf cart parade.
Oh, it made waves.
This is huge news.
What do you mean by made waves?
No, people loved the golf cart parade conversations.
Well, yeah.
But somebody within our sources tell us.
Sources from within the magic. I got this text. Psst. This just in, the main street, PhilharMagic, and VIP characters have been added to the 4th of July Fort Wilderness Golf Cart Parade.
So they are making it an official thing.
They're corporatizing this nonsense.
Yes.
Disney's doing it.
Disney's bringing in the real characters and the PhilharMonic.
Well, VIP characters. I don't know what VIP means.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, that's
the top five.
The Grease.
The Mickey.
Yeah, the Mickey.
The Minnie.
The Mickey.
The Goofy, the Pluto, and the Donald.
It's the bowler hat guy.
Not the Donald Duck.
Or
not
it
the
could
Donald.
Be like the mayor of Main Street or something, you know? Like,
oh,
a character?
Like
the mayor of Main Street?
The fire chief.
Yeah, the fire chief.
The people that are only out for like 30 minutes a day.
How much? Never mind.
By the way, Bart Scott's here. Bart, welcome.
Yeah, Bart.
Hey. And Matt Lott is not here. So, hey, I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And I'm the Grease with Bart
and I'm
next
Bart.
To me.
And we're going to talk about the Halloween offerings because last week was so popular. And we had to hit, what's another golf cart option?
Can we circle back to the parade just for a second? Uh-huh. Is Disney full on golf cart parade because we talked about it?
It was like the next day.
You did it, Grease.
What?
Are you muted?
Something's not right. I'm not lit up at all.
Something happened.
Take a drink.
Something happened with my microphone. So I'm wondering, is the Disney staff going full on golf cart parade because we talked about it? Because if so, I feel pretty awesome.
I mean, there are people within the inside clearly listening who have sent us, feedback.
Hey, just so you know, was it just so you know, or was it be like, hey, we're now doing it?
Guess what? Yeah, because of you guys. Characters in it because they don't want us coming in those Claudio from Peru's costumes.
I did look up Mickey Mouse costumes online, and man, let me go ahead and tell you something. I will say that there are some pretty janky Mickey Mouse costumes out there.
Well, they like Claudio, my costume man.
He's a good guy.
His name is Luis, but his company is Claudio's Mascots. You can find them on Facebook. He has Mickeys on all different levels. So you can get like your bargain level Mickey, or you can get a near park, still not quite there, but a much higher quality. There's like four levels of Mickey you can get. They start like around like $80 and they go up to $300-$400. Still not bad.
That's still, I mean, for me to go full on Mickey at a golf cart parade for $300.
He calls them park quality.
quality.
Like, he doesn't say what park.
Yeah, I want to say compared to like the Mickey Mouse that you see like in Times Square
or Hollywood Boulevard,
this is 1,000 times better.
They could up their game for not a lot of money. You just have to wait 6 months. It takes a while to get them.
Can you expedite it? Like if we had a parade like next month, could we expedite it?
It takes a little bit of time.
First, you have to get it smuggled across the border.
I feel like there's already a template for that.
It also comes in a burlap sack. Uh-huh. That's not a joke.
I remember it smelling pretty interesting.
They come in burlap sacks that have been sewn, sealed. And then you open it up, and there's your head, which thankfully has made it somehow. No padding whatsoever in the packaging. Terry's deep diving into this. I'm looking.
I am. And it's about Claudio.
C-L-A-U-D-I-O.
Yeah.
The normal way.
Mm-hmm.
How are you spelling it?
Apparently wrong.
Well, while we search for that, we were going to talk about what Disney announced just a couple days ago, which is, I'll just read it straight from Disney Parks blog, new spooky experiences coming to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, which, as you know, I have not given the most glowing of reviews on.
No, you haven't.
You hate it.
Not a fan for being Mr. Halloween Man. It's not my favorite.
Hey, Mr. Halloween Man.
Mrs. Logan, we just started talking 4th of July. Why would you talk about this already? Well, it starts August 17th.
Because we had nothing else.
And runs through October 31st. So it's only in 6 weeks.
So, well, yeah, so really. I'll be there for it.
You can be. It's an upcharge.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So, like, wait, what time do they shut it down?
Well, you can go into the park if you have a ticket at 4 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, typically. There's some variance here. 7 o'clock, typically, the park is closed, except for people that are in there. They armband.
That is so early. Like, you can't even enjoy a night parade.
You have... There's no night parade. Two, we just crushed Matt. There is no night parade. It has been for a couple years now.
The one with the peach dragon lit up?
That's long gone. That's been a couple years.
It's been a couple years since I've been.
Well, there you go.
Oh, no! Never mind. I went to California. It's in California.
Yes. They do all the light up, whatever it's called. Paint the Night.
Yeah, it's just gone back and forth.
Well, now they brought it back.
Paint the Night is in DCA now.
And then they have just the Electrical Light Parade.
Electrical Light Parade. That's what it was.
They moved it to California. That's where you were a few months ago.
That's what it was. Yes.
So this, though, is Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, August 17th through October 31st. Again, you go in around 7. We showed up, when I went, we showed up the minute it began. So I showed up at 7 o'clock. I heard them go, there's a sound effects change. Like, welcome to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
You heard the chainsaws and the smoke. Yeah,
exactly. The clowns start coming out. And they're like, everybody leave if not. The crowds clear out. I mean, it's still pretty darn busy. And
yeah, is it worth it?
I would say this.
Because I'm going to be there with my daughter who loves Halloween.
How late will she stay up in the heat? That's the main question. Because that was the problem we had for Riker at that age.
Oof.
Especially if you go in August.
Right.
I don't know. So we are on Central Time, and that will be Eastern.
Yeah.
If I do it early in the week, I probably would say that we could make it to 11 p.m.
Okay, well, then you probably will get in a lot of it. Now, what I had the problem was that the lines for the Halloween-specific things were absurd. So lines for rides are virtually none. We walked on Splash Mountain. Almost most rides have very little wait times. Not on the busiest nights of the year. I'm sure on the Halloween nights when they sell out, it's still pretty busy. But on sort of your mid-level nights, it's not crazy when it comes to those lines. But what does get really crowded is there's trick-or-treating all around the park. And those lines, mostly full of adults, which I have my own.
Did you get some mad candy?
Like to get candy from Mickey or something?
From some cast member, but they have spots all over. Now, all the characters do have their Halloween outfits. The lines just are insane. Riker really wanted to meet Jack Skellington, and the line was 250 minutes or something.
And that started at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, people started lining up in the middle of the day. This is the only time you can meet him there throughout the year.
Which is a weird costume, by the way.
It's not only a weird costume, but it's a bunch of crap. I hate that. That made me mad.
No, for $300, you can get Claudio.
Make me a Jack Skellington. I can go to Hot Topic and get myself a Jack Skellington.
Claudio, Jack Skellington comes to your house.
Yeah, right. Really.
It's like the mermaids that swim in your pool.
Right.
Except it's might be cheaper. I don't know.
Those are the kind of things that made it not worth it for me. It was extremely hot, which made my son not thrilled to be there. The stuff he wanted to do that was Halloween specific, the lines were too long. So it was no better than going to it was like going to a very low crowded day at Magic Kingdom. The parade, again, if you didn't get your spot an hour plus before, you weren't able to see.
So is there a scary,
there
like a Halloween
a parade for Halloween? And it is pretty cool.
You get the...
I feel like that would be worth it. Like alone.
And they have the Headless Horseman that runs through. Most nights.
But think about what he just said. You're paying $300, and then you got to stand there.
It's not $300.
Well, whatever it is to get by time for a family.
It's about $100 typically.
You get it. You're gonna have to get a place to watch the parade an hour and a half early. So,
$100 per person?
Do they do the parade twice like they do for the Christmas party still?
They did two years ago.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I just watched it on YouTube. Always go see the second.
Now, here's what I like that they've done. They've added all these new additional things. One of them is to cater to the smaller kids that are going. So now at Storybook Circus, and this is honestly tempting to take my kids to this year because I know they will love this. Storybook Circus welcomes the Storyland Circus Disney Junior Jam, a dance party featuring your favorite Disney Junior characters, it says, including Doc McStuffins. My kids would love that. Mm-hmm. Now, when are you going, Matt?
I'm going September 30th through October. Right.
So the Disney Junior show will actually be closed. So this is your opportunity to see the characters will still be out, but the main show at Hollywood Studios will be down because they're changing it over to
the costume characters, right?
To costume characters, which I've seen the show. It's actually really good.
Well, I know, but those puppets were cool. I know. Why are they getting rid of them?
I'm crushing Matt right now.
Yeah.
So I think it's still closed at that point. It may be reopened, but I think it closes September 1st, so I doubt it.
Interestingly enough, last week, a lot of travel agents were promoting a special fall package that Disney is doing. Interestingly enough, it's the same time as Night of Joy. So clearly they've realized, wow, we canceled Night of Joy. Those 25,000 people aren't coming here this weekend.
Yeah. They're all going to see Mercy Me at Food and Wine.
Yeah. It's going to cost about $180 for me and my daughter to stay an extra 4 hours at the park.
Yeah.
An hour of half of which you'll be sitting on a curb waiting for a parade to start.
Right. Or waiting in a crazy line for candy.
But here's the deal. Like, it's less people, though.
It is.
And I've been in the park the parade's the only thing happening at the end of the night. And yes, is it crowded? Yes. But I mean, like, if it's a smaller crowd.
Well, so much of that parade isn't looking, like, up at a float. So much of it is looking at eye level.
Like, eye level.
Because it's like the characters are what's coming down the streets, or the headless horseman. And if there's people that are above
you. On the street to make sparks.
You can't really see it. Here's what I'd say. If it was you and Lauren, I'd say this is a good night to go.
Right.
Because there'll be annoying people in costumes everywhere that may drive you crazy.
I mean, we'll run a train on some Space Mountain. And
exactly. And the stuff Splash that usually Mountain doesn't have crazy lines drops down.
Seven Dwarf Mountain.
Seven Dwarfs is the only thing I remember still having a pretty high line. I forget what it was.
It was new.
It was new also, yeah. So let's go through the new additions that are coming. Not only can you also experience, by the way, a Halloween golf cart parade, which we've talked about, which looks better than the other golf cart parades, but that's off property. Maybe we'll talk about those offerings another time. So here's the new things they've added. The Mad Tea Party will take your colorful ride as they add new lighting and effects to give a new spin on the night. Depending on the color of your costume, you too could transform under the new dancing lights.
Oh. Okay, so if you're wearing white, it's going to be a black light.
You're right. Yeah.
Good job.
What you're saying is, you're Spencer's Giffen this thing, and we're just going to black light it.
Did you say Spencer's Giff?
Giffen. I can't say Gifton.
Spencer's Giff.
Grifton. On Pirates of the Caribbean, this is probably the one that most people are excited about. New pirates invade the experience interacting with sailor guests who join the search for Gunpowder Pete. So there's this live actors that are going to be actually in Pirates of the Caribbean. Something that I believe has happened before, but maybe not in quite some time.
It happened for the anniversary of Disney Imagineering. That's when it happened.
Okay.
Also, have you seen the film?
Pirates of the Caribbean?
That one.
Which one?
Well, actually, all of them have live actors in them.
Yes, that's true.
I'm saying it's not the first time it's happened. They made movies.
Yeah, okay, true. On Space Mountain, explorers will hurtle through deep space as a new soundtrack and special effects transform the adventure. This is where corporate Disney, you get a little too trying to cater to the millennials and it gets cringeworthy. On Space Mountain, explorers will hurtle through deep space as a new soundtrack and special effects transform the adventure. Can Space Mountain seriously get any better? Hashtag favorite.
Hashtag favorite? I don't know. Well,
they just made it worse.
Yeah. Can it seriously get any better? Hashtag favorite.
Sorry, OMG, Gabriel. Hashtag favorite.
Hey, this is written by public relations manager Gabriel Cabaldi. I don't blame you, brother. This is probably this is coming from corporate. You know,
if they throw a beard on the front of the trains for Space Mountain, then they're full on hipster.
Oh, yeah.
All the Space Mountain trains.
Do you
now
want
are,
new pirates?
Now
yes,
have a fedora.
Queen. It doesn't say that.
No.
Has Walt Disney World done the? What Disneyland does with, what is it called, Ghost Galaxy, where they project like monsters.
They don't
on
do the full-on overlay. And that's
I've never seen that. I've heard it's cool. I've actually heard people say it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't just do that.
Because they don't have the
projections,
the sound system, obviously. Because in Disneyland, you've got the speakers at your ears.
Oh, that's true.
Pretty much just like you would have on Rock and Roller Coaster.
But they're adding new sound.
I just rode the Star Wars version of Space Mountain out there.
How was that?
It's kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're going by so fast that, but there's a moment where there's a practical. I don't know if it's an X-wing or.
I think it's an X-wing. I watched the video.
That you like drop right below as if it's like flying overhead. And that's pretty intense.
I've done it. Let me go ahead and tell you something.
What's that?
The projectors that they're using or whatever graphically they're using in there are like literally Logan's projector at his home is 10 times better than that. It is.
Well, let's be honest. Logan has a great projector at his home.
Yes.
It's 1970s technology.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
Yeah, but you're going so fast.
But you're also going 50 miles an hour.
You don't notice. Are you really going to stop? 50 miles an hour? How fast are we going on Space Mountain?
35.
Maybe. <No. laughs> Let's see. Let's take a bet on that real quick, because I know we can find it. How fast? You think 50? I'm going 50.
Disneyland, Space Mountain.
Disneyland. We'll do both. Disneyland, Space Mountain.
I don't think you get up to 50 miles an hour.
All I'm saying, though,
no,
is...
No, I'm going to say 25.
Now, you have to upgrade the projectors in there.
Okay.
I'm going to take the over, and I'll tell you why, because when you're on test track, it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, and you only get up to about 64.
Here's what's weird.
You're indoors, and test track, though, was like... You're going so dang fast.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So, Hyperspace Mountain.
What's that mean?
Oh, the Star Wars one.
That's right.
Actually does go 44 miles an hour.
That's in Disneyland.
44.
That's Disneyland. Mm-hmm. The Space Mountain version, though, in Disneyland of the same experience, I don't understand max speed. Is 35 miles an hour.
Oh, I'm getting different numbers, Logan.
Well, it's older.
I'm seeing 28.
This is like Google popped it up as a big window when I opened it.
This is, I'm seeing lots of different articles that are all quoting that the max speed of the rockets of Space
Mountain Magic Kingdom
are 28 miles
per
hour.
At Magic Kingdom, yes.
Okay.
I was saying Disneyland. Magic Kingdom, 28, the second slowest thrill ride in the Magic Kingdom is Space Mountain.
That makes sense. This is Walt Disney World today.
The second slowest?
I don't talk about Disneyland. I don't even know if it exists.
What did it say? The second slowest?
Second slowest.
What's the first? What's the slowest thrill ride at Walt Disney World?
Dumbo.
Probably Space Mountain.
I would bet the...
Because, I mean, Big Thunder Mountain goes 36, Rock and Roller Coaster 57, Test Track 65. Here's the deal. If you just Google max speed of Space Mountain, it's got just this big 28 mph right there.
That's what I saw too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only thrill ride that goes slower is the 25 mile an hour Barnstormer coaster intended for small children.
That makes sense.
Intended for small. It's just because it's black. It's dark.
Listen, my kid.
I will ride it over and over again.
Yeah, anything
no
inside feels and when it's dark, like it's gonna feel a lot faster than it actually is.
And how fast do you think
that blow
the Haunted Mansion
the
is?
Two.
I think it's going backwards, actually.
I mean, if you think about it, you almost feel like Soarin's going faster.
You're not moving.
There
you're
are moments. We know how terrible that ride is.
Okay.
So those are the new spooky experiences. There will also be The Night Comes Alive with return of the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular Castle Show. And let's see what else. Tons of cool stuff. It says keep your eyes open for Dancing Ghosts, Headless Horsemans, plus Mickey, Peter Pan, and many of your favorite characters in a theme parade. So we'll have that nighttime parade. And plenty of sweets for all trick-or-treaters, even allergy-friendly options. Yes, ma'am. No, didn't say that. That's my version.
Well.
With new experience, are you excited about? So, I am excited. These are cool. I do think these are good little additions, because though they're not much, the Mad Tea Party Blacklight thing, okay, guys. I would not even notice.
Like, at least they're doing something, because from what all you've ever described, it doesn't sound like they do a whole lot over
there. They don't. They have a... I think the decorations they put up are great, but they're there
all day.
Are there some...
They change music. So like, now we're playing Thriller.
At the dentist?
Are there some characters or cast members that are walking around like dressed up, like in Halloween garb?
They're like the Haunted Mansion ones will be overly done with like cobwebs and faces that are more ghostly. And
yeah. Or Mickey and Minnie
Mickey
sometimes
and Minnie
are in costume.
If you're talking about just normal people...
I'm just like the balloon guy.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
He may have a Halloween vest.
Well, they wear like orange and green and purple.
Yeah. But it's not anything.
They just turn their vest inside out, basically.
Yeah. What?
Well, like those vests, a lot of times they're irreversible. They're reversible.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
They go behind that thing.
They're like, we can use this for Halloween and for.
Yeah, I don't know if this is worth it for my kid.
I think my kids, weirdly, when they're almost getting too old to trick or treat, will be the time when they can, like, that in between period where I think they'll really like it. When they are like 8, that awkward 8 to 12 trick or treat year, and then when you're like, I'm done.
So you're saying at 8, you're too old to trick or treat?
I think 8 is when it starts to get, you start to get on the older side of the kids that trick or treat.
Okay, I full on trick or treated in middle school.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. I stopped.
I went as Fat Pee Wee Herman one year. That was when I quit it. I was like, it's not going to get any better than this. I'm out.
I kind of want to see that.
Yeah, we got to see the pictures of that.
Pictures, right?
Social media posts immediately.
I trick-or-treated till I was probably 11, something like that, 12. No, not 12. I was definitely younger than that. Probably 11. And then I feel like I went with my cousins a couple of years, and I'd maybe put on a mask. But I wasn't like going up and getting candy.
Yeah.
Speaking of masks, our boy Claudio's Daniel Tiger costume is pretty fantastic.
Claudio is the man. I actually don't know if he's the man. I don't know him. He could be a horrible person. But for costume makers from Peru, he's pretty darn good.
I want to get something made.
I like Crappy Hulk too.
Crappy Hulk's pretty good.
I want the Grease as a character.
Just send him a sketch. He can make it.
It can happen.
Get everybody to chip in a little bit. We'll see what we can get for a Grease costume.
Yeah. They have a Jigsaw mascot costume.
Saw?
It's kind of amazing.
From Saw? Is that what you said? Did you say from Saw?
Like, I love this.
I just realized I, like, literally with the same inflection.
Should we talk about any other? What are other Halloween offerings?
Well, I was going to talk about this.
Halloween Horror Nights.
This special fall package they're offering. Because it is kind of interesting.
You go ahead with that.
It's probably the best deal I've seen at Disney for a family of four in a couple of years.
Okay, let's hear it.
So it's Tuesday, September 4th through Friday, September 7th.
I'll be there. No.
It is...
I won't be there.
It is $29.80. So right under $3,000 for two adults and one child.
For how long?
At the Caribbean Beach. And here's the special things. This is what makes this interesting. Yeah, it's a reduced price.
It's $3,000?
Mm-hmm. Man, Disney... Family of four prices have been closer to like 6 lately.
But what are we talking about? How many nights? Does that include tickets?
What includes that tickets. Total package. 5 nights stay is what this is. And then they're so for 5 nights. And then Hopper.
That's not too bad. 5 nights.
Yep. So and they're doing a couple of special things that make it worth it. You get on Tuesday, September 4th, they're doing an exclusive food and wine welcome to fall dinner. So you're getting a special ticketed event at Epcot, which is kind of cool. On Wednesday, they're doing a guaranteed, basically, instant pass to the safari, nighttime safari, followed by Rivers of Light guaranteed seating. And then September 6th, which happens to be my 20th anniversary, 2 hours of exclusive evening access to Toy Story Land.
All right.
And then on the 7th, they get tickets to Not So Scary.
Jeez,
that's actually pretty good. $3,000.
That's not bad. I mean, that's worth
it.
That's
not
bad.
Good on you, Disney.
I
want
to see if I can exchange. Well, you know,
you're going to go on there and be like,
Rivers of Light for something I'd want to see.
We only had 3 of those rooms.
Yeah. The Rivers of Light's the one that's just kind of like, there's a good time to go ride Everest while everyone in, 3,000 of your friends are sitting
there. I still haven't seen it. We tried to go last time and it poured rain, so we didn't get to go.
Technically, my family and I could do that deal because my second child is under 2.
How old's your daughter?
4 and 1 and a half.
Why don't you do that thing at the Frozen thing at Epcot with the dessert party and the exclusive seating for Illuminations, and then you guarantee to ride on a ride on Frozen after the park closes, so you don't even have to worry about it during the day. It ain't $3,000.
That's why they can stay up.
What?
Can they stay up?
Just candy them up, sugar them up. They'll be fine. You're going to a dessert party. Give them a bunch of cupcakes.
Well, I might just have to investigate
that. Because
I want to do Frozen though during the day. I want to do it during the hot day.
Better get there early.
I don't want to do it.
Do you have a fast pass?
I mean, I'll get one.
Wait, when are you going? So October, late September.
Yeah, September 30th to October 6th.
So you can start.
And we're staying at the resort, so
at the end of this
month,
you can start making your fast passes.
Yeah, I got to think about that.
You better put that on your calendar and set a notification.
Set a reminder for midnight.
Like when? Like in 5 days?
What day you leave? What day you get there?
Or in 3 days?
Huh?
What day you get there? When does your trip start?
September 30th.
So that means June 30th you can make your fast passes, correct? You guys are the
experts. That's seven. Is it 7 a.m.?
It's 3 months.
I'm is that on property? I don't know.
Yeah, Logan's like, I don't know. I don't know about
what
these perks.
What is fast pass?
I don't know about
pass.
These perks.
I booked mine the night before. Yeah. I'm like, well, somehow.
I always get the handy down pass passes.
Second hand.
I was watching that dessert party because there's a gift shop that it butts up to, and they lock the door. So I was staring out the glass door at all the people eating cupcakes, and they have a bar. It's open bar too, I believe. I don't know if it's just beer and wine, but and you're right there on the water for illuminations, and then they like I assume they walk you over to. How does that work? I mean,
yeah, I assume they just walk you.
You
over.
You guide it over to Frozen because after hours you get to ride Frozen.
So I think you get like a pass of some sort. Yeah. Like you got to get it for the. Kind of a backstage pass looking thing. I'd imagine like you get it for the Star Wars.
They look good.
I don't remember that getting that for Star Wars.
They weren't giving those.
Do they? I think I got wristbanded. I don't remember.
I feel like you could just like skip like the last minute of the fireworks, however, and just walk over to the ride and pretty much get right on.
I don't know.
It depends. I've waited. Now, last trip, I waited 15 minutes. It was stated 20 minutes. I mean, I got in, but by the time I got out of the ride, it was like 75 minutes.
You're like those people that told me go to Flight of Passage right before the park closes. There won't be any wait. And it was 3 hours, 11 o'clock at night.
And they keep it.
I know, but I wasn't going to wait 3 hours.
It won't be 3 hours. That's what that's the problem. Is it won't be? They're not going to have you there 3 hours.
Logan, the more you say that, though, the more people are like, well, I'm not going to leave line.
No, I just went to 4 hours.
Well, my only real experiences with this was at California Adventure last time, and the Guardians.
They don't have Flight of Passage. They're lying.
I'm saying they had the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Why does everyone keep talking about Disneyland?
I'm saying this is my only experience to that closing thing. The Guardians of the Galaxy ride was an 85-minute wait, and I said, I'm going to go by myself. And I'm going to wait it out because I really want to do this ride.
I did the same.
Park close, fast passes ended. So all of a sudden, you're flying through the line because you're not talking about dual line anymore. So that 80 minute became 45 minutes or less than that because there's not near as many people in line anymore because they're not offering fast passes for after that time slot.
And those fast passes, that was the end of their window. So those fast passes really stopped an hour before park close.
Yeah,
because you're going to want to, if you have an hour window to go use your fast pass, you're going to want to go use that, not right before park close.
No, and some people do, but yeah, you wouldn't. But so once that fast pass line was complete, which was pretty quickly, it does open up. Now, I don't know about on Flight of Passage. I've only done it that one time, so I can't, and I did had a fast pass, so I can't say anything.
I have noticed, and I thought it was going to like fizzle off by now, the Flight of Passage lines are still pretty gnarly. I mean, I've been seeing consistent 4 hour
summertime
waits.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have just like.
It's only been a year.
We did it last year.
Yeah, it's just been over a year.
Yeah. So
a lot of people are still just going.
I have a goal to fly. One day I just want to fly down, go straight to Animal Kingdom, get in line, and watch the movie from start to finish. And like as credits roll, get on the ride. That's my goal. I don't know why.
Phone battery will just be.
I know I have to keep a couple of fuel rods with me.
Yeah. So. Based on that, what do you guys think realistic wait times will be when Galaxy's Edge opens? If Flight of Passage is still
3 weeks,
4 hours.
My hope is that by then we've developed a system to where this doesn't happen.
Like a queueless situation.
Like the way they do at Universal now with the new attractions are opening.
It doesn't seem to be on board.
No,
with
they
that,
don't. Man. And I don't understand it. I almost feel like everyone at this point, especially if there's going to be a ride that way, I don't believe that there should be times where a ride gets to 4 hours, 5 hours to wait. I don't think they should close the line.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I think that it's, now will people be mad about that? Maybe. If you want to waste your whole day doing that, but there should be like some kind of crowd control here because those lines not only are horrible and ruin your day, but they're also dangerous and they don't feel like they're uncomfortable. People got to get up, they got to go to the bathroom. And like, there's a whole thing like before you get in Flight of Passage, hey, there are no bathrooms here, there's nothing. You get in line, you get in line. And they even almost have that on a sign when you get in line. I just don't know if that should be. I feel like we've advanced technologically to where you shouldn't have to get to the point where you're waiting. You're seeing a board that says get in line. There's 240 minutes. I just think that's stupid. I mean, will I wait for a ride that long? No, not even a Star Wars line ride. There's no way. I would rather not go than literally waste my day trying to do it. But Potter, I remember the last Gringotts, I got up to like 500 minutes to get on Gringotts, a minute and a half attraction. And if you saw the amount of people that were in there, it's like, this is not.
Well, and I understand immediately after something opens right. that happening. Like, I understand that. That's it's going to be a huge focus and draw. But at this point, as Terry was saying, you know, it has been almost a year. And I understand a lot of people haven't gone yet, but it shouldn't have the buzz and the attention that a attraction that just opened. So, like, I get where Terry's coming from on that. And I think that. As Logan's saying,
it doesn't have the capacity to really meet
like,
the crowd.
That means that they're allowing too many people in the park still. That's happening. Like, because there should be the other attractions that are relieving the stress of those major attractions so that it doesn't get to that long of a line. And yeah, cut it off once it gets to 2 hours. And then when 30 minutes worth of people have gone through, let another half hour's worth of people in and keep it going. But it's ridiculous. Come on now.
Use some engineers. Currently 135-minute wait for Flight of Passage.
That ain't so bad.
It's 2 hours.
I'd do it.
It's not so bad.
Compared to what it's been.
But it is so bad.
That's ridiculous.
That is so bad.
130. What's the running time on the movie?
Close to that.
That's a.
I should know. I've seen it enough.
You want to go over the final things before we wrap this up? The final Halloween activities you can do?
Can't wait.
All right. Let's hit some. I went to a website. Which I didn't even know was a website, but here you go. Here's some they have. Halloween decorations. So guess what?
Cobwebs.
There's decorations everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. They're going to put them on the lot. They're going to put it on the lampposts.
Lampposts going to have pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
Mickey pumpkins.
Mickey. Hidden Mickeys everywhere.
Hidden Mickey pumpkins.
Not even hidden. Just plain sight Mickeys.
When do those go up?
Slap dab
Mickeys.
Slap dab Mickeys.
Oh, yeah. Slap dab plain to see pumpkin Mickeys on the lampposts. Power pole.
Hallowishes, which we didn't talk, which is their Halloween fireworks spectacular. Which are they doing that this year? Would it be not being Hallow?
I think they did for Christmas last year.
Was it called
last year?
But it was wishes themed. Or is this they just still call it Hallowishes? Whatever. There's a Halloween fireworks show, which you don't have to be in the park technically to watch. There's Halloween dining typically at Hollywood and Vine. You can go get your picture with Mickey and Minnie in their Halloween attire if you go there at night. Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, because they're still selling the Hallowishes dessert party.
There you go. So still Hallowishes. So.
Which?
Treats. You can go at Disney Springs and do a trick-or-treating thing as well. And they play spooky music. Mm. I think it's just on Halloween.
That's just on Halloween, though.
Is that it? So just decorations?
And then at Fort Wilderness, our favorite. One, you can do an in-room celebration.
Mm. Okay. Love that.
Which means you contact Walt Disney World's floral and gifts. Unique offerings for Halloween. There are a couple different options. They'll put a villains package, a ghost and ghouls night package.
Do you remember when they had that 1 year at Halloween Horror Nights where they had the in-room experience where you would pay to be scared in your room? Like at some point.
No.
Am I imagining this? We've talked about this.
Say this again.
The Halloween Horror Nights thing, years ago, they did like 1 year where like the hotel was haunted and someone would jump out of your closet at some point.
Yeah, and there would blood that would appear on your wind mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it 1 year, or maybe 2 years, and then before NBC bought Universal. And then once NBC bought Universal, they're like, we're not doing this stuff anymore.
Liability.
Right. And
our insurance company said no.
The year I worked at Universal at Nickelodeon was the year Comcast bought it, or the year that happening. And they had a house that would all but been announced, and we saw them build it. That was the extreme house that you had to sign a waiver where you were kidnapped, blindfolded, thrown in a casket. You'd open it up and you'd be in a casket full of and NBC was like, not gonna happen. Comcast, like, we're not gonna let you do that.
No,
you can look up, there's still pictures you can see from the extreme house that never happened. Now they did.
I'm kind of claustrophobic, so that would be bad. That would be.
They've
real
done
bad.
A little bit, kind of a version of that now with like the repository where people can touch you.
Yeah.
And you know, the guy flicked me on the nose, and I remember getting grabbed and running down a hallway.
Pay for that, don't
hey,
touch
honey.
Me.
Good. Don't worry. I've got some special things planned. I got the villain package for our room. It's gonna be great.
Now
they're gonna show up.
Someone appears. They climb out from under the bed. And they got one of those knives where the blade goes into the handle.
Yeah.
But there's blood everywhere. You feel you like you've been stabbed.
We got Jafar and Cruella just coming up out of the closets. It's fantastic.
Kids will sleep great the rest of the week.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But
if you've weaned your kids out of the bed sleeping with you, we have officially brought them back.
There are options, though, at our favorite Fort Wilderness, which has, of course, as we said, the golf cart parade, which will happen sometime around Halloween.
Oh.
Unannounced, which I'm sure will be
is
great.
Is that where the hoedown is, too? The Mickey's...
Yeah.
The Goofy's hoedown thing?
Whatever. Yeah, Mickey's Backyard Barbecue.
Backyard Barbecue, yeah.
They also, all the campers
with all that
usually
free
decorate
beer,
for Halloween.
One down.
I forgot that. That was a whole big part about that. You would like to know that.
Oh, I know, yeah. Just... Yeah. Unlimited Bud Lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And barbecue.
You have two. All right. Would you like wine or Bud Light?
Look here, son. Let me save you a trip.
Man, which one's higher ABV?
And then return to Sleepy Hollow, which is, again, where you can pay an exorbitant fee.
That's the thing I was really mad about last year.
You were mad when I suggested that.
Which is where you get to watch the film, Sleepy Hollow, and you get a picture with the Headless Horseman.
$50?
Which film?
The cartoon.
I'll say, yeah.
Not the
Johnny Depp, because I don't think that was Disney.
For this, the experience can be reserved. Last year it actually dropped a little in price. The experience was general seating costs at $22 and a premium cost, which included the photo opportunity. Oh, so without the premium, you don't get the photo, at $38, which included a treat bag. They're going to tell you the story of Sleepy Hollow and then a group viewing of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Inside the Tricycle D Stables, which is going to smell great.
It should be a free experience.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. And if you look at this photo with the Headless Horseman, I'm pretty sure it's just a horse with a mannequin on it.
There's not even someone in the body?
Well, I assume there is, but I'm looking at it. It really doesn't look like it.
I just hope the projector's better for that than it is at Hyperspace Mountain.
I think they repurposed one from Hyperspace Mountain.
I'm just going to stand right outside with a bucket of Bud Lights and the movie playing on my phone. Say, look, $10. Yeah. Come over here. Here's a beer. Yeah. Go. Watch the movie.
Poor man's.
It'll look better.
It's poor
on your
man's,
phone. It would look better. It would literally look better.
Here's your Bob Little just said, P.S. I'm awake. Hello. Hello to everyone.
I'm awake at 4 p.m.
You know what? Those watching on Facebook.
There was a day he wouldn't.
Including Bob Little. I think this is a good time to wrap up. What you think, Will?
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right. For WDW Today this week, I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm The Grease.
And I'm Matt Lott.
And we'll see you on the next show.